T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Joining me now, Assemblyman Sean Ryan. The state budget due today. Sean, the budget currently late, but will it be done soon?
Yeah, it will be. You know, we're under extraordinary times here in New York State. So last night we passed 3 of the first budget bills, the most important being the revenue bill of how much money we are going to spend this budget year, and so the rest of the budget years will just describe how we're going to spend those revenues. But make no mistake that, you know, getting to the revenue number this year was a real bear, because every day the economic forecast in New York State changes to the negative, and we have to continue to make cuts in our budget.
Yeah, for the first time in a long time, the budget's going to cut spending because of everything going on with the virus. That spending cut, who will that impact the most?
It's going to impact everyone in New York State. So, you know, the pain will be spread around, the budget. And, this is what happens when we're under these extraordinary circumstances. But, you know, rest assured that, you know, places like public protection, you know, were already funded last night. So some of the things that we clearly associate with state government, whether it's state troopers, corrections officers, DEC employees, those are all being funded, currently.
Are you able to quantify at all how different the budget is now, what it looks like now than, say, on March 1st?
I mean, it's just changed so significantly. On March 1st, we were optimistic we were going to be able to restore, school funding that was still clawing its way back from 2008, that we were going to be able to do some good environmental programming, things that you're sort of always want to do. And our only problem was Medicaid at that point. But since then, Medicaid has just joined as one of the host of many problems in our state budget. So, this time around March 1st, we're thinking we're going to be able to greatly expand places like, Alzheimer's care through the Alzheimer's Association. But right now, all that is off the table.
One of the things that looks like it will not happen is the legalization of marijuana. Is that something you expect to be revisited later this year, especially because it is something that could generate revenue for the state?
Yeah, I mean, things like marijuana, in my opinion, never belong in a budget. They're a policy bill, they're a legislative bill. So marijuana will live to fight another day. But, these are the things that on March 1st were in the front burner. But since March 1st, these types of bills, marijuana, sports betting, new gambling, all have moved to the back burner, as we're really trying to just take care of the basic needs of every New Yorker at this point.
Sean, thank you for the time. I know it's a busy one in Albany. That's Assemblyman Sean Ryan. We turn now to Assemblyman Angelo Morinello joining us. Angelo, I'll start off. One of the questions I asked Sean was, how different can you, even begin to describe how different the budget is now than a month ago or maybe even further back?
Well, not to take issue with my colleague, but I voted on one budget bill yesterday, not four. There were four briefed, four were presented, but only one was put up for a vote, and that was the debt service bill. That's number one. Number two, some of the details that were given have not been presented as yet. And what I find ironic is the Senate has voted on 4 to 5 bills, yet we in the Assembly have voted on only one bill so far. That vote came at approximately 10:15 last night. When we were completed, we were asked to stay because there was going to be an emergency health care bill. And at 12:15 in the morning, they released us without even presenting that bill. The Senate went back in at 1:30 this morning, and apparently they were going to vote on 3 bills. So that was a partial answer because the process is so different this year. As far as the numbers go, we have not seen any numbers, at least in my conference. They have not been released. The debt service bill is the most unique bill to start out with. It authorizes to pay the debt service. And what's interesting is, and I can tell you this, I voted no on the bill because the Constitution says only the taxpayers can vote on incurring debt for the state. Yet more than 95% of the state-supported debt issued by public authorities without voter approval. The debt is estimated at $57 billion. It's projected to grow to $60.4 billion. And of that, like I said, only 5.4% or $3.2 billion was authorized by taxpayers. With that being said, looking forward, one of the most unique things is the government operations bill, which authorizes payment to state employees, is normally one of the first bills passed, yet it has not even been presented to us. So the process, number one, is a little bit different this year on how presentation is.
I want to ask you, Angelo, because we don't have too much time, changes to those new bail laws before, obviously, everything with coronavirus, that was one of the big topics in New York State. Is anything like that included in the budget?
Well, here's what we are being told is the difficulty, and part of this came from the Senate. The Assembly majority refuses to concede to any bail changes, and that apparently seems to be the holdup between the legislature and the governor. The governor does want some changes. I saw a proposal from the governor from about a week ago that had safety and propensity to commit violent crimes as one of the criteria that could be included. It did not go as far as saying in language judicial discretion. So right now, I cannot predict whether it will be in or not, because that appears to be the one thing holding up the entire budget is the argument over that. Number two, what's going to be very difficult is, and we don't know, what cuts are going to be made. I would hope that there's no cuts to education and there's no cuts to health. Those are the two areas that I feel the government is necessary, and safety of its citizens. All of the other social programs, in my mind, and those of us who are more conservative with the spending, should be looked at to determine duplication and non-ability to assess whether or not they are working for the purpose. There are areas in the budget based on the lower income that can be reduced, but I'm not sure where that's going because we have not seen those numbers as yet.
A ban on flavored vaping products, including menthol, that's likely to be included?
Rumor is it is, but at one point the governor wanted to stop the sale of cigarettes because that supposedly hurts or makes someone more susceptible to the coronavirus. So that may be in one of the bills. And one of the reasons that we stayed to see if the extender on the health came through was whether or not the governor would have included them in those bills or in that bill. But unfortunately, at, like I said, 12:15, they told us the bill hadn't come forth and we were to leave. So more than likely it is. But, you know, right now, with the unemployment based upon the virus, they would be eliminating a lot of positions and a lot of jobs. So I think that there's got to be a balancing act at this particular point on those items.
One more question on WBEM Buffalo. You practicing social distancing while in Albany?
Practicing social distancing. We are doing our briefings by Zoom. Then we will be get notified. Like we got notified yesterday at 6 o'clock to be there at 7:15 last evening. And what we are doing is then remaining in our offices. We are broken up into groups, and once and only those that are going to be debating the bills are on the floor. We are watching live in our offices, and then we are called by groups. The rules change became very interesting. If you're swiped in and you want to vote yes, you don't have to do anything. You can go home. If you want to vote no, you have to physically stay and go to the chamber and walk in and actually express your negative vote. So those of us who were opposed to the debt service bill yesterday had to wait, and we had to go in and actually register a negative vote on that, which to me stifles the ability for true debate and true face-to-face confrontations and discussions regarding issues. Because as we both know, or all of the listeners know, there are different views, and Western New York has individuals with different focuses. So to do what is being done in those rule changes really, I think, is something that hurts our constituents tremendously. It also puts our conference at a little bit of a disadvantage, because we will dissect every single bill to make sure that what we think is in it is in there, or if there's anything dangerous or anything that shouldn't be there.
Angelo, hate to cut you off, but we have run out of time. Thank you, and I'm sure we'll be catching up again. Angelo Morinello, Assemblyman, joining us live.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.